Nikola Tesla was a true visionary, far ahead of his contemporaries in the field of scientific development, and astonished the world by demonstrating the wonders of alternating current electricity at the World Columbian Exposition in Chicago in 1893. He designed the first hydroelectric power plant in Niagara Falls in 1895, and among his many discoveries are the fluorescent light, laser beam, remote control, robotics. Tesla is the father of the radio and registered over 700 patents worldwide. His vision included exploration of solar energy, the power of the sea, and he even foresaw interplanetary communication and satellites. Tesla changed the world, and many people today know it and rightfully acknowledge him for it. What many people don't know, however, is that Tesla claimed to have completed a unified field theory shortly before he supposedly died, but his theories on electromagnetism's power to distort space and time were never published. Instead, they were seized by the FBI promptly following his alleged death in 1943, the same year as the Philadelphia experiment. The Philadelphia experiment is the name given to a naval military experiment which was carried out at the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The U.S. Navy destroyer escort USS Eldridge was to be rendered invisible or cloaked to enemy devices, and the experiment is also referred to as Project Rainbow. The theory postulates the interrelated nature of the forces that compromise electromagnetic radiation and gravity, and through a special application of the theory, it was thought possible with specialized equipment and sufficient energy to actually bend light around an object in such a way as to render it essentially invisible to observers. Nikola Tesla once said, and I quote, "My brain is only a receiver. In the universe, there is a core from which we obtain knowledge, strength, and inspiration. I have not penetrated into the secrets of this core, but I know it exists." Manly P. Hall was an author and mystic, perhaps most famous for his work, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, an encyclopedic outline of Masonic, Hermetic, Kabbalistic, and Rosicrucian symbolical philosophy published in 1928. Himself an honorary 33rd degree Freemason, Hall once said, and I quote, "When the Mason learns that the key is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, he has learned the mystery of the craft. The seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands." The book Morals and Dogma, authored by Albert Pike, is mandatory reading for all Masons of certain degrees, and on page 321, Pike says the following: "Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, the son of the morning. Is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not." Born on October 31st, 1895, to a ballerina from Vienna, Austria, the medium Maria Orsic was leader of the German Vril Society. Dedicated to the study and practice of metaphysics and the occult, the Vril maidens did not cut their hair. They claimed that their long strands helped facilitate contact with beings from beyond and helped harness what they called Vril. Edward Bulwer Lytton's book, The Coming Race, published in 1871, described an advanced civilization that dwelled below the surface of the earth who had mastered this mysterious energy form called Vril. Helena Blavatsky, the foundress of the Theosophical Society, described Vril energy as an ether stream that could be transformed into a physical force. Ancient antediluvian civilizations were said to have mastered this universal life force, and that they guarded this knowledge, passing it through initiation into sacred mystery schools. The Chinese refer to it as Qi, the Hindu as Prana, the Japanese as Reiki. A more modern term for this universal life force is Orgone, which is defined as the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter and is closely associated with sexuality. The term itself shares a root with the word orgasm. Coined by Dr. William Reich, Orgone was seen as a massless, omnipresent substance similar to ether, and although mainstream science still does not acknowledge much else other than electricity and magnetism, Albert Pike once said that, and I quote, "There is in nature one most potent force, by means whereof a single man who could possess himself of it and should know how to direct it could revolutionize and change the face of the world." My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist, and I'd like to invite you to explore the occult secrets of Vril. Dr. Hermann Oberth, who pioneered a rocket design for the German Reich and later for the American manned space launches, once cryptically stated, and I quote, "We cannot take credit for our record advancement in certain scientific fields alone. We have been helped." When asked by whom, he replied, and again I quote, "The people of other worlds." Wernher von Braun was a famous German aerospace engineer and spacecraft architect credited with inventing the V-2 rocket for Nazi Germany and the Saturn V for the United States. He echoed similar knowledge of a Nordic-looking extraterrestrial influence when he stated in 1959, and I quote, "We find ourselves faced by powers which are far stronger than hitherto assumed, and whose base is at present unknown to us. More I cannot say at present. We are now engaged in entering into closer contact with those powers, and within 6 or 9 months' time, it may be possible to speak with more precision on the matter." Just who were the people of other worlds that both of these esteemed German scientists spoke of so nonchalantly? The medium Maria Orsic was leader of the German Vril Society. In pre-World War II Germany, the Sisters of Vril conducted research into psychic phenomenon, advanced propulsion technology, and this included saucer-shaped aircraft, or UFOs, as they are still called by the media 70 years later. Their Vril Society, whose members included some who would later become notable members of the Nazi Party, believed that many ancient civilizations owed their origins to refugees from Atlantis. They advanced the idea of a subterranean civilization ruled by an ancient parent race who had mastered a technology called Vril, and this breakaway civilization was said to have survived antediluvian cataclysms, which ended the Ice Age, and they continue to thrive below the surface of the earth. While it is widely accepted that the Nazis were defeated with Germany's formal surrender in 1945, this is only partly true. the Nazi elite were able to covertly develop craft that were far in advance of anything possessed by the Allies and establish a secret subterranean base in Antarctica, New Schwabenland. New Swabia, or New Schwabenland in German, is an area of Antarctica called Queen Maud Land. It was explored by numerous German Antarctic expeditions, and one in the late 1930s reportedly discovered ice-free areas with warm freshwater lakes and signs of growing vegetation right there in the middle of the barren ice. The Nazi Party proceeded to covertly build a massive secret subterranean base in the large hollow caverns which have naturally formed deep under the Antarctic ice. They continually shipped men, resources, material to the South Pole throughout the war years, and in 1943, the German Navy Grand Admiral Karl Dönitz stated that the German submarine fleet is proud of having built for the Führer in another part of the world a Shangri-La, an impregnable fortress. The media is largely controlled by the Rothschild banking dynasty, as everyone knows, and for the most part, they promoted a false narrative concerning the events of World War II. Hitler's body was never recovered, and that's why after the Allies claimed unconditional victory, U.S. Secretary of Defense James Forrestal sent a military force known as Operation High Jump to invade Antarctica. And this included Admiral Nimitz, Admiral Crewson, and Admiral Byrd. Over 4,500 military troops from the United States, Britain, and Australia, consisting of three naval battle armadas, departed from three separate locations in 1946, following the war. Admiral Byrd's command ship led the invasion. It consisted of the icebreaker Northwind, the catapult ship Pine Island, the destroyer Bronson, the aircraft carrier Philippine Sea, the U.S. submarine Senate, two support vessels Yankee and Merrick, two tankers Canisted and the Capitan, the destroyer Henderson, and a floatplane ship Kerituck. So Byrd was given unlimited funding and a full 8 months to complete this operation. According to numerous sources, including Admiral Byrd himself, things did not go as planned, and it was a very one-sided affair, with the Antarctic Nazis victorious. Upon returning from a rather swift and, I guess you could say, a humiliating defeat by forces which were supposedly surrendered weeks after Hitler's supposed suicide, we have published interviews where Admiral Byrd stated clearly that it was now, and I quote, necessary for the United States to take defensive actions against enemy air fighters which come from the polar regions. So the United States military and intelligence were not in Antarctica for research or scientific experiments, but they were apparently trying to locate and destroy this immense underground facility that was constructed by the Germans before, during the war, and continued after the war. And it was likely used to further the research conducted by the Nazis and certain secret societies which were developing advanced propulsion technology, advanced aircraft. And these were the same ones used to decimate the Allies in Antarctica, saucer-shaped disks, far in advance of anything possessed by the U.S. Top secret maps obtained by the KGB, allegedly, and belonging to the Third Reich have been recently leaked on the internet, which, again, allegedly depict passages under the Antarctic ice, which were used by these German U-boats to access these mysterious underground polar caverns. The possibility that the Earth contains massive underground caves, caverns, that it's hollow or at least partially hollow, that these regions are accessible through passages at the poles, and that ancient secret breakaway civilizations flourish within them, this has renewed people's interest in a subject that's still largely considered by the media, at least, to be very taboo. And polar expeditions and battles like Operation High Jump still remain classified. And it's just shrouded in secrecy for decades now. But scientific revelations are coming out, they validate the rumors, and these covert events and their implications are finally being exposed, and the Earth might actually have entire civilizations living underground that we, the public, now are just being made aware of. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm a formerly educated anthropologist and now author, and I'd like to invite you to explore some fascinating mysteries with me, which for the most part have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Species with amnesia, our forgotten history, and gods with amnesia, subterranean worlds of inner earth. I'd like to thank those of you who share my passion of ancient history, archaeology, and continue to support me in my work, so I appreciate it and all the encouragement. Thank you.